93Q, the number one hit music station. Jack Ryan with Rick Roberts here, and we are joined in the studio with Starly. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I gotta say, you just performed in our live lounge. You were awesome. I think you have an absolutely incredible voice, and I'm a fan right off the bat just from listening to that performance.
Oh, thanks so much.
I really, really think it was very great. Now, so we've got your song "Call on Me," which is doing really well right now. It's climbing the charts. You've had millions of Spotify streams, and we're playing it right now on 93Q. Why don't we go back a little bit and just kind of talk about how that song came to be, because I know that there's a story, and you kind of talked about it during your performance, and I think it's really inspirational, the story that you talked about.
Okay, so I guess when I was younger growing up in Australia, I wanted to do music since I was real young, and at about 14 I started writing songs, and I wanted to be an artist, and my mom was my first manager, so she'd take me around to the labels and all that kind of thing, and there was always something that people were trying to change about me. So it was either that my songs needed to be more pop, like more straight up pop, like somebody else that was in the marketplace already, or they wanted me to straighten my hair, or they wanted me to be skinnier or whatever else. And so I just felt really uncomfortable with that growing up as a kid. And I felt, I guess it made me a little bit insecure as well. Like I felt like, well, maybe I can't really do this because maybe it's just not meant for me kind of thing. So as I got older, I decided, like when I was about 18, I decided to move to London. And I was going to just be a writer. So I went there and I was like, well, I'm going to be in this industry regardless. I'm going to find a way to be in this, and I'll probably just stay behind the scenes. So I worked as a writer for a while, and I guess I had a lot of near misses, but nothing quite ever panned out. I was signed to a publishing company and everything, and it felt like I was getting closer, but then it would always just fall through. And I was working really hard and I dedicated myself to it. And then I thought, man, this maybe isn't the career that's really meant for me. So I got a little bit depressed, and instead of, I guess, turning to alcohol and stuff, I started going to the gym. So I was at the gym for 3 hours a day, every single day. And I was on these serious diets, and I had a six pack, and I was super fit. And so people would stop me in the street and be like, oh my God, you look amazing. What are you doing? And so I'd feel a little bit happy that at least I could make other people, you know, give them encouragement and stuff like that. And I seem like a really happy-go-lucky person, because I am normally. That's my natural sort of tendency. But I guess on the inside, I was a little bit broken. I was kind of pretty lonely and just feeling like I wanted to go home. So I went home to Australia, and I was planning on becoming a personal trainer. So I was looking up different courses and thinking, yeah, I'm just going to leave this thing altogether. And thinking about that, I started to talk to God and ask God why you put something in my heart, a desire to want to do something so badly that wasn't really meant for me, because I've been working on this my whole life. And it just feels like now it's just such a anti-climax to then end up being a personal trainer. And I was asking God about that. And then I started to think, well, maybe it's all about me just changing my surroundings. Maybe something was wrong with where I was in London or whatever. And I started to write a song about it. And I just played four chords in my bedroom in my parents' house, and I wrote "Call on Me" like that. And I basically then sent it out to a bunch of different producers and just friends of mine. And one guy named P Money in New Zealand, he liked it. He produced it straight away, sent me back a version. I played it in my car and I started crying. I was like, wow, this feels like something special. And then I got myself an indie deal in Australia. Funnily enough, I went all the way around the world, because I'd been in London, I'd been in Sweden writing, I'd been everywhere. And it ended up happening for me in Australia. So when I got this little indie deal, they took a chance on me. They said, well, have you ever been an artist before? And I was like, nope. Never been an artist. They're like, okay, let's do it. And that was as simple as that. And we put it out, and then they got the remix with the Ryan Ryback remix. And things basically changed my life.
You know, it's really cool too today to actually hear the acoustic stripped down version of "Call on Me," because we're so used to, you know, we play obviously the remix on 93Q, but it was so cool to see it. You got such a powerful voice, and you know, you could tell, and it's funny too, that's probably one of the most emotional songs you've ever wrote.
Yeah.
And for that song to take off for you, to be a top 20 hit is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like, for me, I'd never even expected it to go this far. I just wanted to do it. And when I finished writing it, I thought, no one else is going to tell my story the way that I can, so let me just give it one last shot. And I never even really thought it would be anything. I just kind of didn't care anymore. I kind of was like, well, I don't care. Like, I've tried so hard that even if this doesn't work out, it's just another thing. It doesn't matter to me. I'll go and be a personal trainer and it's fine. So for it to happen like this, yeah, it's pretty. I sometimes wake up and think I'm just dreaming. Like, it still happens like that for me. So, yeah.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because in a way I sort of relate to that, because I didn't end up in radio because, I mean, I was crazy about it as a kid, kind of like you were with music, and that's what you wanted to do. I chose a different path in college, but eventually came to the point where I just wanted to do what I loved. And hearing you tell your story, I think is just so inspirational to people who have dreams and don't want to give up on them. And what was it like for you? You talked about it a minute ago, but like, what, describe your emotions and your feelings of when you got that song back and it's like, oh my God, I made it.
Well, when I got it back, I didn't think I made it yet. When I got it back, I just thought that it's special. And music makes me emotional. If it's something good, I will be brought to tears. If it's a really good song, it happens like that. So when I heard it back, I started to cry and I thought, wow, this, whatever it is, at least I'm going to give this a really good shot. No matter what, I have a good chance with this, you know? And so I was like, let me just give it a shot. And but I think the main thing for me that kept me going all the time was the fact that I wanted to live a purposeful life, and I wanted to do the thing that I was born to do. And I think a lot of people switch that off when they're really young. They somehow get told that they can't do what they really want to do. And for me, my parents had always told me to believe in yourself. And that was a really, I was very blessed to have parents like that. That my mom named me Starly. She gave me a stage name. She said she knew I was going to be an artist. She said she knew I was going to be a singer. And my other family members, my brothers and sister, don't have stage names. So she gave me that name because she said I knew you were going to be a singer.
Wow.
And my mom's incredible. So I'm very spiritual because of that, because my background, my family is very spiritual. And so I just always thought, well, you're only here once and you're here for a purpose. And if you don't live out your purpose, you're just here just to be here. And it doesn't make sense to me. I'm just like, well, there must be more to this, you know? So, yeah.
I just want to ask you, back when you had thought about giving up and, you know, you were ready to do the second thing in life where you were going to be a personal trainer, which I think that's pretty cool, by the way. What was it that eventually was it like an awakening to you that, like, what was it that made you say, I can't give up on this?
I think that it was really hard for me to just walk away from everything I'd worked for. It's like you become a specialist at something and then you're walking away and starting from scratch again when you know that you're a specialist at this one thing. And it's pretty tough because I was really passionate about music and I was passionate about fitness too. And I've always been into sport and stuff like that. But it wasn't the same. It was like I was going to do my hobby rather than doing the thing that I was meant to be doing. I guess you can't walk away from when you have something in your heart to do something really bad. I don't think anyone can walk away from that.
I know what you're talking
about. I'd rather probably be like broke and homeless. Like, that's just what it is.
Yeah. And you're currently working on music too. Like, you have an album coming out fairly soon this year. You're supposed to drop it, right? Do you have any idea what time of the year or not yet?
Well, I have another single coming really soon, within the next month. And then I'm putting out another song quite soon after that. And then I guess my album will follow pretty soon. I guess, what's the month now? Yeah, probably way before, like a little bit before the end of the year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And you got a really cool style too. Like,
thank you.
You got some funky clothes. You got the funky hair. Is there anything that like inspires you? You're just kind of like, I like this. Let's put this on today.
Yeah. Well, someone was making comments about that today. For the tour, I'm basically living out of a suitcase. And so because we were rehearsing for Jimmy Kimmel and we had so much going on before I left for tour, I was saying to my manager, oh my God, I have no clothes for tour. I don't know what I'm wearing. And I'm really like, I throw things on, but I do care about what I wear. And she was like, well, you're going to have to go shopping today and get everything. And I was like, I don't know if I'll have time. I had to go and get my hair cut and whatever. So I just walked into one store that I liked and just bought pretty much everything that was in there because it had my type of style and I made sure I got decent shoes. But I guess I'm kind of like street meets fashion or something, a little bit tomboyish to a degree. I have three brothers.
Gotcha. I think it's cool. Yeah. I just wear jeans and a t-shirt every day. Yeah. So what you're wearing is awesome. I think it's cool.
Someone said if you have good hair, like for a girl, I'm not talking about guys because I don't know, but if you have good hair, if you look after your hair and stuff, then everything else just looks good.
That's good advice.
I don't even have hair, so.
Yeah, you don't have hair. In my hair, I'm getting a haircut today and I don't even know what I'm going to tell. My hair gets all crazy, but I like
if you get your hair looking fly, then, I mean, your hair looks pretty fly though.
I don't think
you're just going to style it. You're just going to put some...
I know. Well, they say before you go in to get a haircut, don't put any gel or any you know.
Oh no, that's
stuff
true.
In it, but
yeah, yeah.
Thanks,
no.
Rick. Thanks for messing up my hair.
No, it looks good.
I did want to ask you too about your music video. It was so cool watching that. Yeah. Where was that shot? Was that in Australia?
Are you talking about the first one?
So you had two.
Yes, the Ryan Ryback one is
okay.
Is
yes, the first one.
The first one. Yes, that's so that's where I grew up going to family holidays. It's a place called Kiama. And I grew up fishing with my dad there, and there were so many childhood memories that I thought, well, I just have to do it there. And I paid for my own video, and I just had my friend filming it and one other guy, one cinematographer, and we did the whole thing together, just the three of us. So those fields that I was running in and stuff, that was where I grew up.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and then and we just decided we'll just make this bed scene. Like, as soon as I woke up for the second day, they're like, yeah, let's just do this in the bed and just like stay there. And we just made it up as we went along.
My sister actually lives in Australia. She's lived there for like 3 years now, and she's like, "You got to come out and visit." So that's one of that's on my agenda within the next few years. New South Wales, somewhere in that area.
Yeah, Sydney.
It's not. It's outside Sydney. I forget what it's called.
Canberra.
It's the name of a town. I can look it up.
Okay.
I can't remember, but I know it's in New South Wales somewhere.
My fiance's been wanting to visit Australia forever, and she's been talking about doing a honeymoon there, and she's in love with the Gold Coast. So it's.
Australia is special.
It looks, it really seems it.
I was, okay, can I tell you something real quick?
Sure.
Really short.
Sure.
I was watching this documentary recently that said that Aborigines might be some of the first man ever on Earth. And the Egyptians came over to Australia, the pharaohs, to get spiritual advice and information from the Aborigine people.
Oh my God.
So it was incredible. And there was like carvings, like the hieroglyphics on the on Ayers Rock, which is like, you guys might know it as Uluru. And they came and investigated it, and it's legit, like legit hieroglyphics. And so one pharaoh got bitten by a snake and was buried there because he died. Because we have like obviously killer snakes and stuff.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
So he died there, and they came there to get this spiritual advice from them, and it's incredible. Like, you should definitely check it out because it's like a special place.
I get freaked out when I see a bee. I can't imagine being in Australia and be like, oh my God, what
is
that?
Well, I've heard you got really big spiders too. I have a friend over there. She's been living in Australia for the last few months, and she took a picture of a spider like the size of my hand.
Where does she live though? In rural Australia,
just outside of Sydney, but she went on a road trip. I forgot exactly where she went.
I live in the city, and I don't really see spiders like that.
Well, that's good to know.
I don't think I've ever seen a spider that big.
Only in certain parts of the country.
So if I stay around the city, I'm not going to run into spiders the size of my head. Though.
No, and if you go to the beach, it's rare that you'll even hear of a shark being there because they're all like kind of have the lifeguards looking out for the sharks, and they have helicopters that go over to make sure everything's cool. It's really high tech. It's very
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's only out in the rural areas that you hear of people getting eaten by sharks. So,
I just need my gallon of sunscreen. I'm good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, Starley, this has been a really great conversation. I want to say again, I think your story is so inspirational, and I really think so many young people who will listen to your story will get really inspired by that. And like, I've always been one to tell people, follow your dreams, because like I said, radio wasn't my first choice to go into, but it's something that I always loved and it's what I'm passionate about. Yeah. And that's what you did. And I just think that's a really, really, really inspirational story.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
So thanks again for coming in. Again, check out her current single, Call On Me, and we're waiting out for her next album, or her album to be coming out fairly soon.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about that.
A new single dropping pretty soon as well. And don't forget, if you didn't see her acoustic performance in our 93Q Live Music Lounge, you can see it on 93Q Syracuse on Facebook.
All right. Thanks again for coming in today.
All right. Bye.